Yeah, it's nice. Hopefully, it'd be nice having those kind of options sometimes.
Yeah, I'm still waiting for the email to apply for the ham license, so haven't gotten it yet. I was told it would probably come today or tomorrow, so I don't think I could hit the repeaters from my house unless it's the one on Hogback, but it's got too much stuff in the way.
Yeah, I don't know, I'm in a different position than you are, so, I mean, it always came in pretty good here at the house, so, but you sitting back there where you're at, back, kind of in that, where the hill is behind you, would probably block it.
So what's weird, I have to face the direction of Hammaker and pretty much, I don't know, act like a counterpoise. I'm not sure if that's how it works, but I have to be between it and have to point. I don't know. It's strange how it works.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it is. But at least you were still able to hear some of it.
I can kind of hear the 70-centimeter one from my location, but I have to have the radio away from the computer so I get interference. So, away until the higher it tends to work.
Yeah. It really doesn't have a whole lot of traffic except for in the evenings when they're doing their thing.
I didn't know it was linked to Lakeview, so I'm kind of cool. So that's one I'll probably monitor for the meantime because, yeah, who's on Grizzly Peak? I don't know. But, yeah, I was hearing some guys chatting this morning on there, barely.
Yeah, well, that one I've kind of like you. I kind of get it in and out sometimes. But, yeah, that one that was last night, they, Weed and, Lakeview and, I forget where all their, come in from there.
Yeah, for sure.